Hello, everybody. Happy Tuesday.
Hello.
I'm Marie with Women of Vision Show. I'm in here with
Sarah Chapin.
Alicia Prater.
We are your hosts here at Women of Vision Show. And for those of you just tuning in, Women of Vision is a group of women empowering each other. And we feature women who make a difference in their community and making positive impacts. And speaking of, I am so excited that I've got my good friend Dana Grant here with us. She's out of Chico, you guys. And well, today's going to be packed full, I have a feeling. It always is. She's been here with, we've interviewed her more than 2 times already. So if you want to get to know her in depth, you got to find those episodes. But we are still going to kind of get to know her today, of course. But we wanted to have her come on because this year has been just a little wonky, you know, to say the least. And we want to talk about clarity and navigating uncharted water and how to gain clarity in these uncertain times, which is interesting because I don't know about you, but I was so excited when 2020 came because it's like, whoa, this sounds so cool.
Oh, my God. Totally.
Yeah, like 2020 vision.
I think there were so many of us that were like, this is going to be the year. This is going to be our year. I know I had it. I went in thinking 2020 was going to be my year of yes. I think I told you guys about
this. Yeah, you did.
2020 was going to be my year of yes. I was going to say yes to everything, to just push the limits. And then the universe was like, no.
And then a couple months later. Yeah, that clarity just went, I don't know, muddy.
I was like, ooh, yay, new decade.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, new decade, and we went right into a holding pattern, right?
Yeah.
It was a holding pattern.
Yeah, it was like pedal to the metal and then slam on the brake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were all forced to sit in time out and think about what we've done.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I'm so excited to get into this today. And just real quick, I mean, Dana Grant, like, I absolutely love this woman. One of my favorites. And she transforms lives, you guys. And her official title to me, anyway, is a massive intuitive life coach. And she's been a coach way before coaching was a thing or... You know, now people just
cool.
Yeah, now people just say it like, you know, it's so normal. But no, she made that thing happen, and she helps her clients dramatically pivot from fear to freedom, self-loathing to self-love, brokenness to wholeness. I mean, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm. That's a mouthful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, just being around you makes me feel whole. But, for those that, it's their first time tuning in, Dana, and really have not, let's just pretend no one has heard about you. And, for those who have not heard about you or listened to your past interviews, just tell us a little bit about yourself. How'd you end up in Chico? And, what made you get into coaching, inspired you to coaching, and what keeps you there?
That's a good question, Maurice. I don't think we asked that one before. You know, Chico, I kind of landed in Chico. My family's from the North State. But Chico, I met my husband, which I just had my wedding anniversary on Sunday.
Aww.
And so 23 years because, you know, he practiced medicine in Chico. So I stayed. And we raised our 3 daughters in Chico. And, I think that... It's just coaching was a way to pay back. You know, you start this, again, I'll say pilgrimage, because you really just want to, I guess, embrace my own personal journey at first. It wasn't about paying it forward yet. It was just the enlightenment of finding out who I was somewhere along the way because I was, you know, sick. I was debilitated with migraines, and I wanted to know what was going on. So that kicked it off, and from there it just evolved. It was an evolution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so the type of clients that you see, are they like, I mean, how do they find you?
That's a really good question. You know, I really don't advertise. They do find me. Mm-hmm. And I think it's all about the energy. You find the right people that you're supposed to work with. I never question that. You know, the universe just drops them in and then I recognize that why they're there. You know, that my journey has been similar to theirs. Because I've had a big life. There's been, you know, it's been a big, messy life, but a good life. You know, when we say messy life, we think of it as negative. I don't think of it as negative. I think of it as challenging. And now I'm able to pay that forward and help so many women and men.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I do.
I mean, and I hear that you're coaching internationally now, too.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and
how's that like? I mean, especially right now.
It's early. I get up very early. I should be in bed already.
Yeah.
You know, and again, I think that when one door closes, another opens. You mm-hmm. know, I was a health coach prior to, you know, co-founding Cauliflower Foods, and then I really launched Cali Soul Coaching, and now just Dana Grant. I'm just Dana Grant, danagrant.com. But I think that that would probably not have happened had the pandemic, you know, had I not shut my local office. And it was just doors open. We can't explain why people show up, and then they just keep showing up. And you know how big I am on trusting the process. Mm-hmm. So I trusted that, you know, this is where I needed to be. But I always knew that London, especially London, mm-hmm. was really where I was going to have a lot of clients in. And I do.
Yeah. So you did have an office, and then, but during the pandemic, you had to, you couldn't see anyone.
No, I couldn't. And so I had a home office as well. So I worked out of that. I stopped seeing clients one-on-one in person. Mm-hmm. I switched to Zoom. I call myself a Zoombie because I'm 11 hours a day.
I love that.
On Zoom. But, you know, my office sat there for this last year, mm-hmm. and I just closed it. You know, I didn't step foot in it for 9 months. Mm-hmm. And then I just cleaned it out, sold everything, didn't save anything.
Oh, wow.
And just embraced my home office, which I love. You know, it's my dog there, my co-coach. You know, I can zip down to the kitchen and make healthy meals. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, it really embraces my idea of self-care, self-love. I love being home. If I'm not traveling, I love being home.
I like it too.
Yeah. I'm not one to zip around town, and you know, it's just I like being home.
I'm hoping this is like the new norm. Like, you know, we keep hearing new norm, new world, but I'm actually loving, like you said, one door closes. I'm loving working from home too.
Well, it can be if you want it. Yeah. It can be if you want it to be. What do you want, Maurice? What do you
life balance? Is that possible?
Yeah,
work-life balance.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. So when you see right now. Since pandemic, anyway, what are like the main theme that you've been kind of seeing from people coming to you as far as, you know, coaching them? Are they needing to like pivot their business or just kind of mm-hmm. needing like assistance in their personal life?
I think, you know, everything is anchored into personal development. They may come to me thinking they're done with a corporate job and mm-hmm. they want to be an entrepreneur. But what I peel back the layer is what's going on underneath. What is stopping them from launching their dreams? What has stopped them for maybe 10, 15 years in a job that they've just now discovered they really can't go back to? And that is a common theme. I have a lot of entrepreneurs, but I have a lot of personal development. I have 4 people that have just written books.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a broad spectrum because as an intuitive coach, every single person I look at individually, I don't put them through a funnel or they don't get the same process.
Yeah,
they
that's
don't get
what
the
I
same
love
worksheets.
About you. Mm-hmm.
I just, I read their energy and I figure out what they need.
I would love to speak on an intuitive life coach. So we hear the term life coach.
We have less than 1 minute. Sorry.
Okay. Well, so maybe we'll circle back to that.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to leave it there because I feel like the term life coach has been it's become sort of ubiquitous with a lot of, you know. So an intuitive life coach, now that is not something I'd heard of until I met you. And I was like, oh, I dig this. So maybe when we get back, if you can speak to what an intuitive life coach is versus a life coach.
Perfect. Well, you guys, we're on our first commercial break already. And before we go, I just want to give a big shout out and thank you to all the supporters for our show. Linda Lingo with Financial Coach. Linda inspires and guides women to clarity and confidence in their finances. Sarah Beck with Legal Shield. She offers affordable access to attorneys of the state as well as identity theft protection. Jesse Baldwin, Certified Health Coach, free health coaching services. Call Jesse at 530-355-5921. Bargain Books and More. Mall, located at 836 Butte Street, open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6 p.m. We'll do book trades as well. And to skincare, to Everbloom Skincare, 660A Azalea Avenue. And, yeah, thank you so much, ladies. We'll be right back here, Women of Vision Show at KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenny.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique ability. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas has been in business for 23 years, and my daughter, Karen, has worked here for 22 of those years. She started out driving our big delivery truck, filling tanks when it was 110 degrees in the summer and in the snow in the winter. Many years ago, she moved from delivery and field work to the office with my wife, Judy. Judy is retired, and now Karen is taking over her responsibilities. To further our commitment to locally owned and family operated businesses in Shasta County, I'm introducing my daughter Karen to you, so if you call the office and I'm not here, ask for her or her husband Jason. Karen, please say hi.
Hi, this is Karen Wehunt, Chuck's daughter. Since Chuck and Judy are spending more time together outside of the business, my husband Jason and I are here holding down the fort. We are here to answer any questions you may have and to continue the great service our customers have received these many years. Please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Local family business owner Mary Mooney was facing unfair government tariffs that would have been crushing to her family business and cost local workers their livelihoods. Mary called. I learned about her issue. We made a plan, got a solution, and protected her employees' jobs.
A trade dispute was going to raise our cost dramatically on one of our key ingredients. I have over 60 employees. Downsizing and letting them go was not an option for me or their families. I picked up the phone and I called Congressman Doug LaMalfa. He came right over and spent 2 hours listening and learning about our company and then went right to work and he got results. Thanks to Doug LaMalfa, instead of laying people off, we're expanding our family business.
As your representative, one of the most rewarding things I do is helping solve problems created by Washington bureaucrats. Stories like Mary Mooney's are proof we are making a difference. I'm Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message, paid for and authorized by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Fall sometimes brings us smoke and ash. This is one of those years, and the health of you and your car is very important. At Premier Oil Change, our 30-point certified service will not only check the fluids in your vehicle, but will make sure to reach the areas that ash, soot, and smoke can tax, like your engine's air filter. We also check your in-cabin air filter to help the quality of air that your family breathes. This is all part of our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Services require no appointment. Wait in the comfort of your own car with free Wi-Fi and beverage. Don't forget about Premier Oil Change Rewards Program. You earn points for every dollar you spend. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that's service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. This is Licia, and you're listening to the Women of Vision radio show. We are here tonight with Dana Grant. We are talking about her journey as an intuitive life coach. And so just before the break, I was asking her about what it means to be an intuitive life coach. And so I'd love to get, kind of into the minutiae of what that is, and then as well as what your mastermind class and what that's about. So,
okay. Well, I recognize, and this is, as a life coach, you hopefully you evolve and your coaching evolves too. How you show up, what you do. I mean, when I started, it was personal development, and then I'm a consultant. I do business coaching. So it's vast. So I really recognized that everything comes from our intuition, which lives in our body. So I teach people how to be, and if we're going to listen to our body, we have to be present. So I really pull people back from living in the future, from going to the past, and we really look at, we do some inner child work, we really look at what's going on in their life and what's stopping them, what limited beliefs are stopping them. But once again, as an intuitive, I want to teach them. I don't want them to rely on me and my intuition. Mm-hmm. I want to ask them the questions so they can start relying on their body. Mm. That niggle you get in your gut. You're like, I have a gut feeling. And then we second guess it and we're like, oh, I should have gone with my gut feeling.
Yep.
I teach people how to act and not react and how to respond. So there's thoughtful decisions and life just starts to unfold. And then of course I believe emphatically that you must trust the process no matter what happens. I mean, look what we're living through right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you started off saying 2020, you know, 2020 vision. We've had the pandemic. We've had in the North State here, fire after fire after fire. I mean, we can't see the sun outside. It's how we respond to it. And it's really, you know, it's about not stuffing things in our body, not spiritually bypassing anything. We can't just say, hey, everything's great. People say, how do you stay so happy? Well, there are days I don't feel so happy.
Yeah.
And I sit with that and I honor that because there's no way that I would ever want to teach anyone to say, oh, just get over it. Don't get over it. Sit with it. Mm-hmm. You must go through it, not jump over. Or it's going to circle back again and again
and again and again,
until you deal with it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, as an intuitive, it's really trusting your intuition and letting me help you guide you to that. And a lot of people, it's surprising how many people from, you know, we have these filters in us. They're our whole life experience that it goes through. Think of a sifter, everything that's happened to you. So when they come out with a decision, it's gone through all that and it's very skewed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at it with complete clarity. And that's why my mastermind is called Clarity, coming up on October 11th at 11, a 6-week mastermind.
Okay, we need to hear about this.
It has such a nice flow to it.
I know, doesn't it?
October 11th at 11. Like, if we're sifting my life, can I get some, like, gemstones in there while we're going? Like, I'm just saying.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like, I want some sparkles.
Lots of sparkles.
So since you explained a little bit more about Clarity, what was the reason behind the Freedom Mastermind and how did it go?
Oh, gosh, Find Your Freedom. Yes. You know, that came to me and I thought, in the middle of the pandemic, we've got to find some form of freedom in our life. Mm-hmm. Somewhere we can go and just explore our dreams. And I wanted to teach people how to be very present, no more waiting. You know, I didn't want to wait out the year. And I wanted to teach people the magic in the moment, that so much is available to us right now. We don't need to wait. And many of my clients have built 6-figure businesses through the pandemic, huge success, because they decided to launch. You know, I think the pandemic gives us this false sense of security and this failure to launch. It kind of, you know, it's that comfort zone. And we all know what the comfort zone does.
Mm-hmm. And you know what, Jen, that's an interesting topic. I mean, title you give it, because during quarantine, didn't you kind of feel like you were a prisoner of your own home?
Yeah.
And every now and then you can take a walk.
A little bit.
Yeah.
And I feel like for me too, like mine was a little bit polar opposite. Mine was like, I realized, like, the stuff that I was comfortable and that it's putting me outside of my comfort zone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is actually good. Like, to me, I've been lulled in the sense of false security, especially, like, just, I think, not necessarily just being American, but just, like, you feel safe all the time because we don't really have a lot of stuff that goes on. And then just getting whacked with this, like, it's like a wake-up call, I feel like, for a lot of people. Like, this isn't as secure as I thought it was, and a little bit of
And my
yourself.
Life can be disturbed quickly and easily, and without
that's where the freedom leads into clarity.
Yeah.
And it's required us to slow down
and
pay attention. Mm-hmm. And what we've noticed is we have too much. Mm-hmm. We've gathered too much, you know. In clarity, you know, we're going to detox and clarify it. We want to get rid of things. And a lot of people that signed up for this, you know, it's 6 separate weeks curriculums of unbelievable. I just wanted to cover completely different topics. Mm-hmm. I wanted women to really love their bodies regardless of their pandemic weight. I wanted them to feel good in their skin. So I've got guest speakers, sex coach, and a relationship coach coming in. And, you know, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure they reconnect and, you know, they feel what they leave just feeling special again, you know.
Whole. Sounds like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That mm-hmm. they're launching again. They're relaunching mm-hmm. and that there's, yeah, something bigger than, what did they call it this last week? I just left my head, but it was like the Zoom lunchy, you know, the Zoom lunch lady. That was it. The Zoom lunch lady where, you know, they're Zooming and then they're doing lunch for the kids and then the kids are on the computer and,
yeah.
you know, and then, yeah, someone didn't turn their computer off the other day and she's screaming and she, you know, and I'm like, hey, it happens. And this is real life. This is real life. Yeah. It's like I just had the brain fade, you know, and I went pause. My brain went pause.
Yeah.
But I have been up since 2 a.m. So I gotta give you that.
So there's that.
There's that.
So, your mastermind, that's something you started this year, right? Having masterminds
online. Yeah.
Yeah. And how are you liking it? How are you liking the format? How are you liking the results, the women there?
You know,
sounds like fun.
It is. And then the private Facebook group, mm-hmm. you know, this is something, you know, I do live events. That's how we met, you mm-hmm. know, doing a live event. You know how much I dig that.
I love that too.
The energy of women coming together. So I thought, well, you know what, let's see what I can do to, you know, and I looked at it from all sides and I thought, let's see what I can do to bring women together where I'm like, if it was like the Brady Bunch at first, they all start popping on and I'm looking at, you know, 50 women and I'm thinking, oh, they're all looking at me.
Yeah.
I felt like an entertainer at first. And then I thought, okay, you know what? We're just going to flow. And, you know, you find your rhythm with it. But mm-hmm. Find Your Freedom was incredible. I loved the women. I loved the breakthroughs. I love the intimacy of the fact that women all over the country are sharing and making friends with each other. I mean, that wouldn't have happened mm-hmm. before. You know, so that's really, you know, super special for me to leave knowing that they're all still so connected. And I think at least 15 of them re-signed up for Clarity. So, yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
I know. I love it.
Yeah, we were talking during the commercial. You're like, yeah, it's literally creating a community off.
It is.
The mastermind.
Not only community, it's given them support. Women that are going through their personal, you know, every day, personal, you know, mm-hmm. the stuff we go through.
Mm-hmm.
The words, boom, there it goes again. I'm fading, guys.
You're good. You're doing great.
Yeah. But, yeah, and they're reaching out. They're not reaching out to me. Mm-hmm. They're reaching out to each other.
Yeah.
You know, one is having a bad day. The other ones are coming in and supporting. And I'm watching it all go down. And I'm like, bravo, ladies. Bravo. Yeah. You know you've done your job when women are turning towards each other and supporting each other.
And coaching each other. How cool is that?
Coaching each other, loving on each other. In fact, I think three of them that have come out of that have launched and gone into coaching programs. They're like, I want to be a coach.
Oh,
and
wow.
Like, I know.
That's a really high compliment.
Yeah, that really is. That's an amazing compliment. Yeah. I want to ask, what methods do you utilize that's unique to your style of coaching? So, you know, thinking about, again, life coaches, and what do you think that is unique about your approach with the women that you work with?
Actually, Alicia, I'm so sorry. before you answer that.
Dang commercial.
I know.
Are we out of time again?
I guess we got to pay those bills. Don't we know? I suppose that's fair.
Okay. Well, that's a cliffhanger.
Yeah, that is.
Stay tuned.
And Ben, I like it. Yeah. And by the way, good question, Alicia. And if anyone wants to call in, it's, I believe it's 530-605-4567. And if you have any questions for Dana.
Yes, she is here. So, sponsor Unicorn here, we have Michelle Lane of Michelle Lane Coaching. Michelle is a transformational facilitator of Elevate Workshops and Retreats for Women and a results-driven life coach helping you get to the root of what's holding you back from the life you desire the most. We have Ash and Jazz from Lit With From Within. I'm going to say it, Maurice has one of their water bottles here today, and it's really cool. It has, crystals in it, and, yeah, I want one. So they offer a lot of services, anything from organic spray tanning to kids dance and yoga. They are located at 2449 Athens Avenue here in Reading. We also have Bev Grave with Zervita. She offers the most nutritious and delicious drink called Zeal. Not only is it nutritious, but it also gives you energy, vibrancy, and boosts your immune system. And we also got Felicia Todorovic of All Fired Up. She's located at 1796 Churn Creek Road. She's pottery painting, life casting, board art, clay prints, and clay and infused glass workshops, and more. Thank you all so much. We would not be here without you, and we greatly appreciate you.
And we will be right back. Women of Vision Show here at KCNR.
Pension reform. Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 4. How strong is Shasta County government? One factor to examine is pension debt. Shasta County is underfunded to the tune of $534 million. This means that for Shasta County taxpayers, we must spend approximately $20 million a year for the next 20 years to cover this debt. What could we do with an extra $20 million a year? I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I just thought you ought to know. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 4.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in the Jefferson State of Mind.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Reading Rancheria. We are proud to play our part in the community. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria. Since the Community Fund was established, over $3.5 million in grants have been awarded to our local nonprofit organizations. We are dedicated to supporting worthy causes in our region and help make possible the impactful work done by our local nonprofits, and will continue to do so during these changing times. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. This is Alicia with Women of Vision Show. We're here with Dana Grant, and we are talking about her journey as a master life coach. And we actually just got a call from Betty Carlson, and she's calling from Alaska. Thank you so much, Betty, for calling in. What is your question?
Well, actually, it's a twofold question. I just caught the last little bit of what you guys were talking about when Dana was talking about the building of community. And I think the question that I'm most led to ask, especially because of the COVID era that we're in, the new parameters for building community and what community today really allows us to find ourselves both connected to other people with, and also the potential that it brings to our lives.
So the question is, what parameters around the new community? I'm not sure.
Right. It's not the same kind of community. So I guess, you know, the possibilities of new communities and how we find access and build those new communities in this rapidly changing era and climate that we're in.
Right. You know what? That's a really good kind of statement question, Betty. The fact is, we are all connected now by this new thing we call social media. And, you know, I think it's, and it's interesting to, that you say that today, because I think it's such a blessing to be able to connect and share my message and help women and connect women. And I know that this is, there's two sides to this coin, and I believe it's how you look at it. But I think we are able, and 10 years ago we weren't able to bring communities like this together online, and Zoom has exploded overnight, where women can come together and I can coach groups of women and do breakout sessions online. And, you know, does it take the place of a live event? Almost. I don't know. You were in my last mastermind. What do you think about the energy of that? Let me ask you. Let me flip the tables here and ask you the question. What did you think about the energy? Was it, because you've been to one of my live events, too. So, live
right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I think.
So, I was at your live event before the COVID pandemic struck America and the world. And then I came to Alaska.
Right.
So, community for me was rapidly changing in that time frame. And then coming to a very rural, remote place in Alaska and being here through COVID, it created in me a true sense of a loneliness I'd never known before. And so I think the experience I had through the online mastermind and the connection with other women in that platform has dramatically changed my view of connection. I was always a very traditional person in the sense that my friends were my friends and we got together for coffee and we saw each other.
Right, right.
And it's not even in the same sense today that I have those connections.
Right.
But I think on a different level, it's the building of trust within those communities, and how do we build trust in this world that really is filled with so much fear today might have been a better question to start off with, mm-hmm. because connection and community are so based on trust.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's part of the gift that's come through being at your you know, live and face-to-face events, as well as the online platform with your mastermind, is that we have the opportunity to build that trust in a very safe and very protected way.
Right. Well, and as you know, when the first thing I do is outline that this is really a circle of trust. That women are going, I want everyone to feel this is a non-judgment zone where women can actually drop their guard and be transparent. I require people to be transparent. And you know, I'm extremely transparent. I share stories and kick it off so, you know, other people feel safe to share stories. And that's the way it goes. And you create that community of safety by everyone feeling a little bit more vulnerable than when they first got there. You know, I'm looking at everyone's face when I first start the mastermind, and everyone's a little guarded. They're unsure. But by the end of the day, everyone's dancing to the music and connected, and there's, you know, women are crying. And I love it. It's just such transformations take place when women come together. I'm just the facilitator. You guys really do all the work.
I get to be the recipient of that. So it's kind of the duality of that is like I'm living that today. And what a beautiful gift that's brought to my life.
Oh, Betty, I'm so glad. I'm so glad you called in, and I know you have a surgery coming up tomorrow. So sending you tons of love and prayers, and I hope it goes really, really well.
Thank you so much. Just on a side note, I have heard from so many of our women from our last mastermind just this evening.
Excellent.
I guess that just sort of supports, not that I was able to catch quite the whole broadcast, but it supports sort of the message that I wanted to help share tonight.
Yeah.
And thank you, Dana, for really being the leader and the mentor and life coach that you are, because it has made such a truly dynamic impact in my life. And has brought a sense of connection and community that I never imagined possible in an online format, especially. There was always a lot of mistrust around social media and around online programming.
Right,
and now
right.
It's become something that I really rely on for my soul nourishment.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, it's all about trust, and it's all about trusting yourself and then extending that. And I'm so glad. I'm so glad you called in, Betty, and sending you tons of love.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and I'll see you soon in the new mastermind.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, I was just going to add that it's your mantra, too, like trust in the process. So yeah. In the beginning, you don't know all the women,
no.
You know, but you were... You use your intuition to get in the mastermind.
Yeah.
There's a reason why you're going through that, but you can't, you know, sometimes the answer doesn't actually present itself until the moment.
No, and I think you asked me that question prior to the call-in, mm-hmm. and I think it's really about me looking out there and recognizing that every woman is, everything they're going through is individual. One isn't the same as, I couldn't possibly put everyone through the same process.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's going to receive it differently, different mm-hmm. timing. And so to answer your question, in trusting this process, I really want them to drop into their bodies. And what I do is it's all energy work. I just keep asking questions until I feel I'm to a place where we can pivot. And, oh, I swear I wasn't going to use that word anymore.
Nope.
Oh,
no.
Pivot is the word.
You didn't use
du
jour.
Hopefully it goes away in 21, too.
Yeah,
I'm a little over the word pivot.
I know. I haven't used it in weeks. It's like, oh, there it just dropped.
There it is.
There it is. But it's true. You know, you watch and everyone, every single woman and man, there's an individual story.
Mm-hmm.
It may sound the same. They may be referring another person because someone got results. But oftentimes what they came for, they leave not knowing that that's what they needed. And that's, I love that.
And you know what is interesting to me about the process that you're talking about is then you were saying how it's individual, right? Everybody comes with their own individual challenges, pain,
right.
traumas. But there's a commonality as well. And I think
yeah.
talking about a little bit about what Betty was saying about where do you find that trust? And I think you can find it in the fact that knowing that maybe someone else's circumstances might be different, but pain is pain, insecurity is insecurity, challenges
right.
are challenges. And so there's a commonality. I think there's always a commonality.
Absolutely.
You
women
know?
Don't feel alone when they hear someone else's story. They can identify
mm-hmm. yes.
and say, wait a minute, I feel that way. You feel that
you
way?
You feel that way?
How could you
what?
Possibly feel that way?
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah.
So
yes.
then they identify, and then they drop the shield,
yes.
and they start to trust,
yes.
and they start to share. And we all know, and we've talked about this before, sharing your story, sharing your authentic story, there is nothing more powerful than that.
Oh, mm-hmm. that is a powerful thing. When
yeah.
someone can just sort of like, right, kind of drop that facade, then you
yeah.
feel like, oh, this is my safe space, you know, safe space. I can now
yeah.
do that as well. And yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's what I do as an intuitive coach. I look past the facade. I look
mm-hmm.
past the layers.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep, I won't let go until I get to that soul self
mm-hmm.
and to where I know that we're, okay, now we're here, now we're home,
mm-hmm.
let's start here.
Mm-hmm.
And that depends on how resistant someone is and how persistent I am.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because everyone, you know, I like flow, I don't like push, mm-hmm. but I love the results.
Mm-hmm.
And that I can say I get a lot of results.
I bet. I feel like there's still so much to ask.
I'm like, oh, I thought you were asking.
Like, how is it we only have 18 minutes left? There's still so
no,
much
you're
to
still
cover.
Good. So, I guess my if I was gonna ask, were you gonna ask a question, Lisa?
I'm like, no. Go ahead, Marissa.
2 minutes? Really?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, you know what?
I should
add that my birthday's on the 8th. Which, what is that? 48 hours from now?
Yeah.
So, yes.
And I am offering $200 off. For my mastermind. It will be on the 8th,
mm-hmm.
$200 off that day for my birthday. That's my birthday present to,
aww,
to the women,
nice.
You know, because, you know, and I think that sometimes money's just an energy. When people say they can't afford it, I think, well, that's a choice too.
Yeah,
it,
sure.
But I want to make it available for whoever wants it. This will make it available. And
aww.
If they want to be there, I'm going to make it happen.
Yep. Okay, you guys. And it's on Clarity.
It's Clarity, yeah.
Clarity Mastermind.
Yeah, and you can find it at danagrant.com.
Yeah, and we can talk more about Clarity when we get back.
Yeah.
And Dana's all about Dana and her self-care and, you know, any
well,
nourishment
I think
she...
Given
yeah,
what you put out, it would be interesting to know what you do for yourself. Maybe when we get back,
yeah.
we can talk about how you take care of... You're busy taking care of a lot of people, it sounds like. So how do you take care of yourself?
Good question.
All right, you guys, just last few more women to say thank you to. Want to say thank you to Max Mallory with World Financial Group, Life and Health Insurance Agent, to Boheme and Salon and Spa, 961 Dana Drive, Suite 130, Reliefs Trading, plant medicine that works naturally, affordably. Deep Freeze Pain Relief is their signature product. It works like wonders, you guys. To our resident unicorn, Sarah Marie Spectrum, Unleash Your Dreams, Own Your Imagination. And, of course, our guest tonight, Dana Grant, who's, like, always supporting women from the very beginning, even when I first stalked her on Instagram. Yep, that's the other one. I am stalked on Instagram, by the way. Yep, people are going to know me as a stalker. We will be right back, Women of Vision Show, here at KCNR 96.5 FM. Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenny.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique ability. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Go with Mazzano.
Mark Mazzano is a 28-year veteran of the California Highway Patrol who retired with honors.
Go with Mazzano.
Mark's a proven organizational leader in law enforcement who led by example and got things done.
Go with Mazzano.
This is a new voice for Redding City Council who, unlike others, will work the job full-time.
Go with Mazzano.
My name is Mark Mazzano, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Mark B. Mazzano, Council Member, City of Reading.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. PSA 2 Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program HICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance, as well as community education services. PSA 2 HICAP services does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. PSA 2 HICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call PSA 2 HICAP Services for more information, 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 90S APG 009-40100 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official administration for community living policy.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
During the COVID-19 pandemic, churches across America had their right to assemble and religious freedom abridged. Folks, our religious freedoms are under attack. Pacific Justice Institute encourages you to vote for candidates and biblical positions that do not hinder the sharing of the gospel.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
All right, guys. Welcome back. This is Women of Vision Show here at KCNR. I'm Maurice Brown, and we've been chatting here with Dana Grant regarding clarity and her journey towards in master life coaching. And we even heard from one of her clients, which is amazing.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think we're just in our last few moments with her. Dana gives a lot. We know that. Mm-hmm. She gives a lot. If you know her and you follow her, you know she has a tribe of women that she nurtures. And I can't imagine how, I've always said, like, I don't think I could be a coach just because, you know, I need a lot of work. And I can't give like that.
Don't we all need a lot of work?
Yeah.
We're all students of the universe. We never really arrive. We're never really.
Yeah. And so, like, you know, I guess like the burning question for us is, how do you nourish yourself, and any techniques that you do to really, you know, stay positive, but stay passionate, avoid burnout. I notice a lot, but
self-care, Dana.
Well, you know, that is a really good question. And we talked a little bit about it earlier. I mentioned it, the spiritual bypassing, not sitting with what we're feeling. It's really important. Yes, I stay positive. It doesn't mean that the circumstances are always great, but we can really transform if we apply gratitude, what we plug into. It's really the law of attraction. So I do have a self-care regimen, and I am very strict with that. My alarm goes off at 4 a.m. I meditate. I write down what I'm grateful for. I do mantras. I really shift my energy because I don't always wake up happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wake up and I see, you know, the 15th day of smoke outside, and I'm like, oh, you know, this is, it's heavy. The world is heavy on our shoulders right now.
Mm-hmm.
So by not spiritual bypassing means that we're jumping over and not dropping into our bodies and feeling what we need to feel. So it's about going through it. And, you know, this last couple of months, I've shifted and released a lot of my physical things. Like we talked earlier about letting go of my office, and I sold all my beautiful stuff. It's just, boom, I let it go. And I am decluttering and feng shuiing my house. I'm only keeping what really speaks to me, what lights me up, brings me joy. And I ask this question all the time, does it feel like love? If it doesn't feel like love, it goes.
Mm-hmm.
And it really allows me to release a lot of things around me. I also keep it very simple. I do. Whenever we tend as humans to overcomplicate. You know, our brain, the 60,000 thoughts a day, 95% negative, 85% repetitive, it just goes and goes and goes. So it's like I put my hands up, stop. What are you grateful for? And then I simplify. I break it down, you know, and that brings us into the present moment because we propel ourselves into the future. And I want to bring it back because there's nothing we can do out there in the future. Worry is the inability to solve a problem. I've never really been a worrier. I think that was said to me years ago by my mom, actually.
That's brilliant.
And
I mean, really.
She said, worry is the inability to solve a problem. And I thought, wow, it really is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it really, and you know, this is, as a life coach, there's some things that resonate with people and they grab a hold and they're like, you just changed my life with that. And I'm like, really? And other people, it's not needed. But for me, that statement right there really changed my life. So I've never been a worrier. I step back into what can I do? So if you start to worry, drop in and say, wait a minute, I'm in the future. What can I do today? And then make a 3-step action plan. You know, and then I like to do the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 deep breath, breath work.
Mm-hmm.
Take some breaths. Oftentimes we're not breathing. We must breathe in order to get into our body. To feel that niggle, to get our gut, we must breathe. What else do I do?
Well, how about like...
Yeah, I don't push. I pace. I pace myself. I do not push. Even with my crazy schedule. And, you know, people say, how do you stay so rested? Well, because somewhere in there, I flow. And the minute I start to resist, I pull back and say, uh-oh, what's going on? I recognize that I'm not going to push through. If it's not meant to be, it's not meant to be.
I mean, like, say, like, you have, like, a client or just got done with a meeting and it just did not go according to how you envisioned it, or just like, is there like an instant something you do to like, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Get centered again.
You know, absolutely. Instantly. I look at what took place and I release expectations. I don't have expectations of the outcome. That keeps me very present. And if it doesn't work out and I can't negotiate, I really look at the fact that this may not be meant to be. You know, because I know what it feels like to push through something that isn't meant to be and hit that brick wall and think, well, I'm really strong. I can do this, and actually go through the brick wall, make it happen, all to, you know. Well, I don't want to say lose because it was such a valuable lesson.
Yeah.
So everything can be turned into a lesson, even what we're going through this year. I know it's very difficult for people to think what lesson could be learned from this. But how many people have said when they wake up in the morning, I'm so grateful for the blue sky.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe I'm connecting with nature again. you know, I just love taking walks. Things that they took, they didn't even do.
Oh, absolutely.
Or took for granted.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm actually, when I see the blue sky without smoke, I'm like, woohoo. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's going to be, you know, a red letter day. I mean, yeah. You know, yeah. We're rocking now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love what you said about gratitude journal, because, like, that's something that I boosted kind of on the max this year. Like, it's okay to say, I mean, everybody says gratitude. I mean, a lot of people practice this gratitude, but, like, this time to be truly intentional. I got one of our members, Anna Hayes, she has, like, a gratitude journal, and she has, like, every day you just got to write down five things, and it can't be just, like, oh, I'm grateful for my husband, but it has to be, like, something, like, that happened that day, and specific, and, yeah, it really, it's, like, a boot, I feel like, I needed that boost because this year has just been intense.
Yeah, and for families and people with children, you know, I'm an empty nester. My kids are older, but I still write notes, sticky notes, and I fold it and put it in a jar. And it's fun for kids to do this. They had, you know, something exciting happen they're grateful for. They may not even know they're grateful for, but they're excited about it. It's a good, something really good juju that happened to them. They write it, they put it in the jar, and then you get to celebrate at the end of the week. You know, we're not going out. We're not going to football games, basketball games, but they can dump out that jar and there can be prizes.
Yeah. Oh, that's fun.
For how many people, you know, how many, each one that celebrated a good moment. So what you're trying to do is, it's that, again, that law of attraction. You want them to retrain. This is what coaching is all about. It's about retraining, rebooting, you know, recirculating your energy to a positive outcome, you know, and, but not bypassing. Not in spiritually bypassing a negative emotion or feeling. Mm-hmm. You work through it until you get a really healthy resolution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Dana, real quick, what scares you?
You know, I saw that you wrote that, and I thought that was a tough one. It's the only one I didn't answer on my little sheet. I wrote some little notes in my car, and I thought, what scares me? You know what? Fear is something that I have learned to turn into excitement. Mm-hmm. So if I'm frightened, I tend to flip that and say, you know what? Because it's the same feeling in your body. Mm-hmm. And so I'll say, I'm really excited about that. I'm so excited to be on the podcast tonight. You know, if you have fear of speaking, you can flip that and say, I'm so excited I'm going to talk with that mic in my face and live radio, instead of saying, oh, I'm afraid, I'm tired, I'm not going to. You know, it's all, again, you're telling your brain, you're reprogramming. You know, and you're rewiring.
Yeah, I've read somewhere, like, if it scares you, you should probably do it.
Yeah, absolutely. That is all the truth. Again and again and again.
Things that I have done in my life that, in the beginning, I was like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, I can't do this, I can't do this. Yeah. And then I've come out the other side and went, I want to do that again.
Yeah, I want to do that again. Exactly. Yeah. There's so much excitement when you end it. I mean, it's like, it's adrenaline. It's
and you realize, like, oh, all right. Oh,
yeah, because I just feel like a lot of people have so much fear right now, you said. Yeah. But
And I break it down into steps. So if someone is looking at something and it's terrifying to them, I break it down into parts. Mm-hmm. I always say one bite of the elephant at a time.
Yes.
One bite. And then all of a sudden, oh, wow. Mm-hmm. You know, half the elephant's gone. But, you know, not that we want to eat elephants.
And I'm like,
I don't eat elephants.
So, before we go, we have less than 2 minutes. Of course, leave us your website and where to follow you. But what do you want to leave impression with our listeners today?
Well, you know, I brought a couple of things I wanted to share. Something that I consider really has been a life-changing is I love to read. So I brought two books today, and two of my favorite, and that is The Four Agreements, the wisdom book by Don Miguel Ruiz. And then I have Louise Hay, who actually shares my birthday.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. Same time. We were born the same time, same birthday. I know. And she's a mentor. She's been a mentor for years before I even knew that. But this is You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. And we can maybe post that on the podcast. But these two books, you know, The Four Agreements, I mean, you really can't go wrong. Be impeccable with your words. Don't take anything personally. Don't make assumptions. Always do your best. I mean, right there, you've got a compass right there.
Yeah.
And then Louise Hay's Heal Your Life really does break it down on what we're carrying in our bodies and what we can release. And I'll leave you with a card.
I pulled a card.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a wisdom card, and I thought maybe I'd leave a message with that. And this says, drum roll. Where's my drum roll?
Yeah.
Everything is perfect in your world. And this is all about the law of attraction. It doesn't mean that everything is perfect in your world, but you can imagine everything perfect in your world. Mm-hmm. And that's what I do. In transformation, I visualize things being perfect.
That's great.
Thank you so much, Dana.
Thank you.
Oh,
you ladies are so fun. I just love you. This is so much fun.
See you next Tuesday, everybody.
See you next week.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. We're Women of Vision.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.